Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Achmor Berger-Smith, Director of Competition Law and Head of Data Privacy at Worksman's Attorney. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Morning, Howard. I'm glad.
Well, the one subject I'm not going to ask your view on is the last one. So you are absolutely perfectly safe around our plant-based pork discussion. What I am going to ask you is about doing business in China. How significant is this PIPL Act that is set to come into play in November?
It is indeed significant, Howard. In the sense that where we stand from a papier perspective, you know, there are various obligations on you when you engage with a country that does not provide for the necessary data protection legislation. And this piece of legislation that's been enacted on the 20th of August this year in China and that requires compliance by the 1st of November is very similar to the GDPR in Europe. And therefore, it immediately opens the door for South African entities, on the one hand, to know that we'll comply with the papier legislation in our interactions and engagements with data subjects in China and if we transfer personal information to China. But Howard, you know, that's one side of the coin. The other side of the coin is actually quite significant, the impact that flows from that on businesses in South Africa.
So because we China's our largest, or one of our largest trade partners, isn't it?
That is correct. And, you know, if we look at that and the obligations that this privacy legislation in China introduces, it's got the same extraterritorial application as the GDPR, which means even if I don't have a business established in China, but I'm a business in South Africa and I'm targeting data subjects in China, I'll be caught by the provisions and the obligations in terms of this legislation, which might even require a company in South Africa that's targeting data subjects in China to establish a presence there and to have a person there representing that entity. So I think there's a lot of uncertainty around this as we move forward. And for me, a worrying aspect, if I look at this piece of legislation, is that all the aspects around the state security clearance that one would require going forward in certain instances. So it does seem to be a bit draconian in certain aspects, but the one thing is for sure, we need to stand still and take note of this legislation and how it'll impact on those entities that do business in China.
How is this enforced, though? I mean, if I'm buying products from China, if I'm selling to China, how would this be enforced? How could I be impacted?
Well, it's the same as I've just mentioned in relation to, you know, the GDPR. So if I'm a South African entity and my marketing initiatives aim to attract data subjects or entice data subjects in China to buy from me, I am immediately caught by the provisions of the legislation. And the legislation is very clear in terms of what the jurisdictional coverage of this legislation is. And it requires then these, what I would phrase, draconian obligations on businesses in South Africa. And the regulator there can then enforce it. You know, if we circle back to discussions we've had earlier this year, thinking about WhatsApp and, you know, how our information regulator can react and behave and take action against WhatsApp, the South African legislation is not as clearly drafted as the Chinese legislation, where in South Africa it says you have to be domiciled here or make use of automated means, then you're caught by the legislation. But the Chinese legislation actually says to us that, you know, if you provide products or services to data subjects in China, or you analyze or evaluate the behavior of Chinese citizens, you will need to establish a dedicated entity, an office, a designated representative
in China.
And therein you immediately caught in terms of the enforcement provisions of the legislation.
Yeah, that makes it extremely onerous. But this aside, China aside, are we going to, is this a signal that we are going to see this type of legislation, the Popier type of legislation, maybe not to this extent, being accepted around the world? If that's the case, wouldn't it make sense that there is almost a international universal standard?
Howard, I think there's absolutely, but absolutely no doubt that this type of legislation will reach all corners of the globe. It is absolutely imperative, and that's the drive as well, to afford data subjects, you and I as natural people, the right to privacy and the right to say what can and what can't be done with our personal information. So I've got no doubt that we are heading in that direction. And it's not only the privacy legislation. It also relates to cybercrime and legislation around cybercrime. And it's just the nature of the beast, the world we live in. Here the two of us sit as if we're sitting around a table and we are miles apart from one another. Technology is driving the way we live and breathe and what we do. We can't go back to the time where we had a feather and an ink pot. That's not the world we live in. We live in a cyber world, and in the cyber world, we do require legislation for the protection of personal information, but then also if it comes to cyber crimes. And if we link it back, if your question is, but don't we need a universal piece of legislation? The irony is that the principles reflected in all these pieces of legislation are actually very, very similar. It's just in relation to Southern Africa that we've got this little problem where we cater for both juristic entities, the personal information of juristic entities, as well as that of natural people. So therein lies a bit of a difference in terms of how we interpret the legislation and how it's applied. But worldwide, the principles are actually very much alike.
And it's going to be interesting to see how this evolves. In the meantime, and if we've got, in fact, only a few seconds left, but if somebody does deal in China, what do they need to do to start educating themselves around this?
Well, I think the first thing is to understand how to establish this presence within China, or then the representative, having a representative in China, and how to register that individual with the Chinese authorities. Because that is the same as an information officer in South Africa. And that person will constitute the first port of call or contact between the regulator and the business. That's the first thing that you need to uncover. And equally so important is to understand whether we are indeed targeting and marketing to individuals within China, and understand your business model. And you know, the same as Papia, understanding that business model is so important in order to interpret the legislation.